In a moment, waiting for Wakely. An experienced jeweler knows the genuine diamond, and a veteran showman knows original talent from imitation. With their years of experience in the entertainment world, Ted Mack and his well-trained staff of the Original Amateur Hour more than qualify as just such show-wise veterans. In the course of any given week, they test more than 300 applicants before choosing the dozen or so who appear before the ABC microphones that Thursday night. In the course of any given year, they audition thousands and thousands. For top-notch entertainment, join Ted Mack and the Original Amateur Hour tonight over your ABC station. Are you waiting for Wakely?
Wait for me at the close of a long, long day. When the night comes in view, I'll hurry to you.
I'll come right in. You're just in time for the Jimmy Wakely program, Waiting for Wakely, with Cottonseed Clark spinning the records and visiting with you while Jimmy's spending a few days entertaining servicemen about the country. So, Cotton, cinch up your saddle, partner, and ride over this way and entertain the folks for a spell, will you?
Sure as I'm a knee-high to a grasshopper, partner, I'll do that very thing, Brother Browning.
Hello
to you folks, and thanks to you for keeping company with us today. We have with us today 10 students from the California Institute of Television and Radio, the class of our announcer, Professor Reed Browning. Now, welcome to the Wakely Show to all of you fellas. In studying radio and television, I hope you know what you're getting into. And I hope you're not too disappointed in finding me on the job instead of Jimmy Wakely. But don't let my Texas speech prompt you to change professions. Lots of good music today that's mighty easy to listen to. And right now, suppose we saunter off down toward the Village Depot and join Perry Como as he stands there watching the trains go by.
He's watching the choo-choo. Woo-hoo. He's watching the train.
Watching the trains go by. Watching the trains go by. Wish I had the ticket that I can't afford. Hear that old conductor holler, all aboard. Wonder how this world looks outside of picture books. Rocky Mountains, rolling plains, desert skies, passing before my eyes. When the whistle blows, toot, 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 the engine goes chuck, chuck. And I hear that bell go clang, 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 and my heart goes a tug, tug, tug. Watching the trains go by, I'm just a small town guy. Wishing I could hurry up and start to pack. Grab my gal and hop the train and not come back. Instead of that, I'm sitting by the railroad track. Watching the trains go by. Watching the trains go by.
There's a choo-choo coming down the track. I can almost see it's smokestack, but it ain't no use, alas, alack. Guess I'll always be here watching the trains go by.
Oh, how I love to stop it.
Watching the trains go by.
How I love to hop it. Wish I had a ticket that I can't afford.
Ho, ho, ho.
Hear that old conductor holler, yes,
I often wonder how this world looks.
Like to see some traffic
outside of picture books.
Outside the National Geographic, Rocky Mountains, rolling plains, and desert skies.
Oh, oh, oh.
Passing before my eyes. When the whistle blows,
choo, choo, choo.
The engine goes,
choo, 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 choo.
And I hear that bell go,
clang, clang, clang.
In my heart there's a tug, tug, tug. I'm watching the trains go by. I'm just a small town guy. Wishing I could hurry up and start to pack. Grab my gal and hop the train and not come back.
Instead of that, I'm sitting by the railroad track. Watching the trains go by.
Watching the trains go by.
I'm watching the trains go by.
Watching the trains go by.
Watching the trains go by.
Perry Como watching the trains go by and making like he's the super chief. Here's a great song that's making its bid for the top rung of the musical ladder these days. It's had a couple or three successful runs over the years since Roy Turk and Fred Ehlert first wrote it way back when, and each time it hit the number one spot. Indications are that it's going up front again, especially since the release of a great new musical by the same name. Music by Paul Weston, vocal by Art Martin. The song is I'll Get By.
I'll get by as long as I have you. Though there be rain and darkness too, I'll not complain, I'll see it through. Though I may be far away, it's true. Say, what care I? As long as I have you.
It's no wonder that music like that lives forever. Back around 1941, or the neighborhood thereabouts, I was in Fort Worth, Texas. One night I noticed that Abe Lyman and his orchestra were showing at a local theater in person. Well, that was for me. The one-hour performance by Lyman and his group was nothing but sensational. In fact, the day Abe Lyman stepped from the bandstand into retirement, the show world lost one of the greatest performers of our time. At any rate, during that Fort Worth show that night, the Lyman Band struck up an intro and out came a sparkling bundle of personality that had the customers stomping their feet, knocking their heads together, and throwing their children in the air. Her name was Rose Blaine, and she was so terrific she scared me. The song that impressed me so was her rendition of a patriotic little tune called Wrap Your Dreams in the Red, White, and Blue. Here is their old Victor Bluebird recording, and certainly it was never more timely than now.
If Washington and Lincoln could speak to us today, to every real American, here's just a worthy say. If you want to be sure of your future, why, you don't need a million or two. Use your head and your heart, show the world that you're smart. Wrap your dreams in the red, white, and blue. If you want to make sure of your freedom, in the things that you say and you do, you will find in the end, Uncle Sam is your friend. Wrap your dreams in the red, white, and blue. There's a lady who stands in the harbor, she's a symbol of liberty. There's a torch in her hand, and she's guarding our land, the land of the brave and the free. So if you want to make sure that she stays there. Don't forget that it's all up to you. Better start in today, the American way. Wrap your dreams in the red, white, and blue.
Your dreams in the red, white, and blue, Abe Lyman's orchestra with Rose Blaine singing. And to complete the story, Rose Blaine liked this Lyman fellow a lot. So she upped and married him, and she too retired from show business. What a great sensation they'd be today. With the trend of music as it is, it'd be like putty in their hands. Here's a tune that's taking Jimmy Wakely across country in a big way these days. Of course, Jim is doing all right across country without help from records, what with his association with Bob Hope and all. But you folks have really been doing some tall requesting for Jimmy's rendition of You Don't Have to Die to Go to Heaven, and here it is.
I don't have to die to go to heaven. I'm in heaven when I'm in my angel's arms. And now I know why it's great in heaven. Since I got acquainted with my angel's charms, I'm walking on a cloud, hear my heart how it sings, and I'll be so proud when the wedding bell rings. I don't have to die to go to heaven. I'm in heaven when I'm in my angel's arms. I don't have to die to go to heaven. I'm in heaven when I'm in my angel's arms. And now I know why it's great in heaven. Since I got acquainted with my angel's charms, I'm walking on a cloud, hear my heart how it sings. And I'll be so proud when the wedding bell rings. I don't have to die to go to heaven. I'm in heaven when I'm in my angel's arms.
Jimmy Wakely singing You Don't Have to Die to Go to Heaven. I reckon I loved and admired my dad as much as a fella could. During his lifetime, never did he commit an act that any one of his children ever had to apologize for. And if I may be personal, I know that no greater man ever graced the whole circumference of God's footstool. He was always accommodating, ever ready to go to any amount of trouble or inconvenience to help a fellow man. I wrote a little poem called The Day That My Pa Played Preacher. It was not an experience of my own dad, but of another man and another family that I knew. I sat in the congregation that summer Sunday and watched that family squirm, sweat, and suffer. To me, this fearless man was making a martyr of himself. He was sincere in his efforts, but it was obvious that preaching or public speaking was not one of his talents. Very little he said made sense until he started to pray. He closed his eyes, kneeled down on one knee before his Maker, and poured forth one of the most simple and sincere prayers I had ever heard. Later, I was standing by when Pa asked him how he delivered such a fine prayer after such a bad job of preaching. His answer was this: "I ain't much of a hand at talking to people, but when I started to pray, I was talking to the Lord, and I don't reckon there's anybody that can't find something to say to Him." It happened many years ago when the parson of our church took sick, and my Pa jumped in and volunteered to do the preaching trick. We got there early and took our seats down with the preacher's wife, while Pa stood up in the preacher's place as proud and as big as life. Little by little, the church filled up as the folks come dropping in. Then Pa stood up in the pulpit, all primed and ready to begin. I think Ma knowed what would happen next was bound to end up sad, but she never dreamed this episode would turn out so doggone bad. Then Pa got started. His first few words were, "Good morning to you all." And from then on out, it kept a-getting worse, and he started in to stall. But Pa wouldn't quit or even try to slow his sermon down. And we all knowed things wasn't so good when we saw the deacon frown. But Pa wasn't looking for hints or tips from us folks stuck out there. He was a-looking straight ahead and a-going right on as if he didn't care. After talking in circles for an hour or more that seemed like 8 or 10, he gave the choir a chance to sing, and the folks all sighed, "Amen." But after the music, Pa started again, and we thought he'd never quit. He pulled at his tie and mussed up his hair. I thought he was throwing a fit. It was 2 hours past our eating time when Pa brought his speech to an end, and the congregation made a rush to the door for fear he'd start in again. But then something happened that made them all stop to listen to what he'd say. For Pa turned around, and on bended knee, he had started in to pray. A prayer so simple and sincere, the most beautiful I've ever heard. And the congregation just stood still, a-listening to every word. After the service was over and we all were standing there, the deacon asked Pa how such a bad sermon could end up with such a beautiful prayer. And Pa said to him, "You know, in talking to folks, finding words is mighty hard. But in prayer it's easy, 'cause you see, then I'm talking to the Lord." That was my Victor recording of the day my Pa played preacher. And by the way, I'd like again to thank you folks who have been writing in for copies of these poems I've done on the Wakely program during the weeks he's been absent. It's most flattering to know that you're interested in securing copies, and I'll get them to you very soon if you'll be a bit patient with me. Here's a song that never dies, written many years ago by my good friend Bob Wells. Andy Park and the Plainsmen sing "The Good Old New San Antonio Rose."
Deep within my heart lies a melody, a song of old San Antonio, where in dreams I live with a memory beneath the stars all alone. It was there I found beside the Alamo enchantment strangers that blew up above, a moonlit path that only she would know. Still hears my broken song of love. Moon in all your splendor,
sweet and tender, like petals falling apart. Speak once again of my love, my own broken song. Empty words I know still live in my heart all alone. And that moonlit path by the Alamo, and rose by rose of San Antonio.
Listening to the Jimmy Wakely program, and this is Cottonseed Clark, carrying on for a couple of 3 days while Jimmy is out entertaining servicemen over the country. Music again, and what's better to listen to than Tony Martin singing a song like Music, Maestro, Please.
Tonight, I mustn't think of her. Music, Maestro, please. Tonight I must forget how much I need her. So, Mr. Leader, play your lilting melodies. Ragtime, jazz time, swing, any old thing to help me ease the pain that solitude can bring. She used to like waltzes, so please don't play a waltz. She danced divinely, and I loved her so. But there I go. Tonight I mustn't think of her. No more memories. Swing out. Tonight I must forget. Music, maestro, please. So, but there I go. Tonight I mustn't think of her. No more memories. Swing on. Tonight I must forget. Music, maestro.
Tony Martin entertaining. Here's a new song and a new record that's headed for stardom, and that goes for the performer, too. Al Morgan is his name, and he's capably assisted by the fine voice of John McCormick, who does a little reading during the song that I promise will touch you. The place where I worship is the wide open spaces.
Oh, the place where I worship is the wide open spaces built by the hand of the Lord. Where the trees of the forest are like pipes of an organ, and the breeze plays an amen chord. Oh, the stars are the candles, and they light up the mountains. Mountains are altars of God. Oh, the place where I worship is the wide open spaces where the sun warms the peaceful sod. There's a carpet of green and a sky blue roof above. I'm welcome there alone or with the one I love. In your heart, take a good look. If you'll follow the good book, you're sure to find your reward. Oh, the place where I worship is the wide open spaces built by the hand of the Lord.
The place where I worship is the wide open spaces, yes, built by the hand of the Lord. And He has given it to you and me for all the world to see. There are no doors, no bars, and all men are free. There in the air, like a joyous prayer, you can hear Him say, "This is your country. This is your home. Keep its splendor and guard its glory." It's a song of freedom coming from the valleys to the hilltops. It never, never stops. And all the birds on the wing are like a choir. You can hear them sing, "You are free to worship here."
There's a carpet of green and a sky blue roof above. I'm welcome there alone or with the one I love. In your heart, take a good look. If you follow the good book, you're sure to find your reward. Oh, the place where I worship is the wide open spaces built by the hand of all.
Al Morgan singing, John McCormick reading, "The place where I worship is the wide open spaces." It's been nice being with you folks, and we want you to be sure and drop by and be on hand with us again tomorrow. Jimmy, of course, is out singing his songs to servicemen, and I'm sure you'll all excuse his absence while he's engaged in such worthy work. This is Cottonseed Clark saying goodbye and good luck to you all. And now, here is Jimmy to sing for you.
Wait for me at the close of a long, long day. When the night comes in view, I'll hurry to you.
This has been the Jimmy Wakely program, Waiting for Wakely, Cottonseed Clark spinning the records and visiting with you. Hope you'll find time to drop by again tomorrow at this same time and spend a few minutes with Cotton while we're all waiting for Wakely. This program is produced by Jack Wormser, announced by Reed Browning, and comes to you from Hollywood. This is ABC, the American Broadcasting Company.